Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 42 of the Minor Prophets. We are wrapping up our study of Zephaniah today with a devotional titled, God Sings Over You. The New Living Translation for Psalm 147, verses 10 and 11 reads, He takes no pleasure in the strength of a horse or in human might. No, the Lord's delight is in those who fear Him, those who put their hope in His unfailing love. Our text for today is from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast. I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Zephaniah closes his prophecy with a psalm of joy. Walter Kaiser and Lloyd Ogilvie provide this explanation. She who once was the rebellious, polluted, and oppressing city, that's chapter 3, verse 1, is given three titles of honor in this hymn or ode of joy to the Lord: Daughter of Zion, Israel, and Daughter of Jerusalem. That's verse 14. In biblical poetry, cities and their inhabitants are often referred to as women, hence Daughter of Zion and Daughter of Jerusalem, both of which mean Israel. The Messianic era is set forth with great joy. It is a time to rejoice. To describe this era, Zephaniah uses four terms for joy: sing, shout, be glad, and rejoice. Redeemed men and women were to enter the exaltation of the triumphant Lord with all their heart. That's all in verse 14. All fear and apprehension over being punished are gone, for the Lord has taken away your judgments. That's verse 15. He has cast out your enemy. Also verse 15. Zephaniah uses the prophetic perfect tense, since he views the events he describes as being so certain that they may be spoken of as having already been accomplished. Since God has forgiven Jerusalem's iniquity and totally removed any resulting guilt, there will no longer be a need to use any of the nations as instruments of His judgment. The nations, too, will be cast out. The climax of this prophecy of doom and destruction is a period of joy and praise. God can turn our mourning into dancing and our despair into delight. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 contains powerful statements of God's actions toward His people. First, God is a mighty one who will save. God fights for His children as a mighty warrior and rescues us through His saving power. Next, God takes great delight in His children. He rejoices over you with gladness. The next part of verse 17 contains this incredible twofold declaration. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing. God replaces the horrible sounds of judgment with the peace of His love. Then He sings over His children. God takes such great delight and joy in those who repent that He gives them a calming assurance and sings His joy over them. Zephaniah closes with three powerful verses describing how God will restore His people. That's verses 18 through 20. God will gather and comfort those who remain faithful to Him. That's in verse 18. Where God's people once brought shame and disgrace to God's holy name, God will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. That's verse 19. And God promises to gather His scattered children, restore them, and bring them home. That's from verse 20. Some questions to consider. How does the ending of Zephaniah give you hope? What song do you imagine God would sing over you? Take time today and consider how much joy God has for you. And finally, what lessons have you learned from the book of Zephaniah? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.